Kia ora and welcome back to the show. Well, she is a show this Sunday here in Ototahi and has also had a fantastic year. I'm very delighted to have on the phone right now, Princess Chelsea. Good morning, Chelsea.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I've lost my voice a little bit.
now is that a common consequence of being a musician?
Well, actually, I lost it after the Power Station show, and it's coming back, so it's all going to be fine.
Okay, but, okay, good. It'll be sweet.
It actually hasn't happened to me for ages.
Is it the whole, like, warm water and lemon? Is that what's supposed to fix it? Or am I just hearing things?
Well, no, I think that's true. Like, I've been doing that. Feels pretty good. Tastes good. I think I just rocked out really, really, really hard.
Yeah, well, that's the power of Power Station, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah.
So, anyway, how has the tour been going so far?
Oh, it's amazing, like, the band that I've got playing with me, there's seven of us, is just amazing. I keep saying amazing, but some other positive word that's over the top, because they really are brilliant. So I think people are quite, even if they expect it to be good, they're quite surprised when they come and see the musicianship on stage. And I feel like I'm not breaking because I'm talking about other people in the band. But I'm quite good too.
So it's been quite a great year for you, really, with Everything Is Going To Be All Right coming out. And it just seemed, even with those single drops, it was just banger after banger. How has the reception been to the album?
Yeah, people seem to really like it. Occasionally, I've noticed a couple of fans, like literally two, not too happy with the guitars. You know, they want you to be the same as you always were, which I understand. Maybe they'll come around, but maybe they'll just hate me forever now. that's the price of progress.
I'm sure that's impossible. They couldn't possibly.
No, that's been really good. Yeah.
So, what's it like being performing the album live? Does it kind of take on a whole new meaning or view of it for you?
Yeah, it does. It's like the songs are a little bit more, because they've got more organic instrumentation and they're less hyper arranged, like 100 keyboard parts or something. They are more closely related to a live performance, how it would be on stage, but there's still like many, many hours of having the input and collaboration of all the other people in the band. We end up turning like a song like Forever Is a Charm. It starts off sounding kind of similar to the recorded version, then it takes on a whole new kind of proggy jam at the end, and it's always louder and more dynamic too. So it's pretty cool. Like, it almost doesn't feel like my songs anymore. I don't know when they're playing them. It's not hard to describe.
So, for those who kind of haven't ever seen you live before, what is kind of your performance style? You've obviously hinted, given your Power Station performance, that maybe it's quite lively.
yeah, like, I'd say dynamic is a good word. Like, it gets really loud and then really quiet. There's a lot going on, like it's everyone's playing live, so kind of made that decision to sort of go that old school route about 4 years ago. There's lots of instrument swapping, lots of guitar feedback, and then kind of juxtaposition of a lot of beautiful glockenspiels and as well, and a lot of screaming, and then the opposite. So it's quite a journey, I'd say.
Yeah, wow, it sounds quite whimsical, really.
I think it's quite good. You should come along.
That's a good point. To our audience out there, absolutely go along to this performance. I guess the important details is where is it? Where and when?
It's at 12 Bar. And is this a new bar? Because I've never been there before.
No, 12 Bar's hung around a wee bit, but you'll love it. It's a great place to perform.
I mean, I guess for me, like, I haven't played an album release there in Christchurch since 2015.
Oh, my God. Really? Has it been that long?
Yeah, I played in Littleton in 2020. I find it's very hard sometimes to get down south for bands from Auckland, I think. Which sucks because I want to come and play more. The main thing is it's quite expensive.
Well, that's the thing. You've got a lot of luggage, I guess, don't you?
Yeah, but it's too important not to. That's kind of my... something I want to focus on more is playing locally more because I'm always off gallivanting around. But actually, it's important to play your home country.
Because, yeah, you've done an international tour this year as well, haven't you? Or am I imagining that?
No, you're not. I was just like, did I do that? Yeah. No, I played 21 shows in 22 or something. It was really great. Just post-COVID, we didn't know what to expect. Well, not even post, it's, you know, still here. But yeah, I was a little bit concerned. It went very well. It was great. Yeah.
Is it quite different overseas, like the audience and stuff, or is it kind of the music the one thing that people all over the world are quite similar when it comes to listening to it?
I mean, it's a pretty varied audience, but I've noticed that in New Zealand, like different age. I don't know, all the sort of social demographic groups are there. You know, older, younger. I've got a new younger audience now because apparently I got famous on TikTok.
So oh, did you? Cool. Oh, how hip.
Yeah. Well, not me, but like 10 seconds of one of my songs.
And that's all you need, though.
Yeah, because we only heard 10 seconds. Well, I mean, certain cities or countries might have a reputation for being quieter or louder shows, but honestly, it's pretty hard to predict. Yeah. I'd say they're all pretty nice fans. It's a good kind of nice people seems to be a unifying thing.
I mean, that's good. That's very good. coming back to Christchurch, you are touring with our very own Mousy, which is very exciting, and we're very happy about that. How did you guys kind of link up?
Well, I was a fan of her music, so I just wrote to her and said, hey, I'm doing a tour. I don't do it very often. Do you want to come and play all the shows with me? And then she said yes, which is great. And I know that she hasn't played for quite a while, so it's really cool that she's coming. You know, she came play Auckland and Wellington. And then more of her home turf, Christchurch, then. So, yeah, mainly because I like the music.
Well, I have to say, it's a undefeatable duo, like, just fantastic.
She's amazing live. The band's great. And yeah, it's been a pleasure to watch them.
So I have to ask, and now you may not be able to answer this, because who knows, but what's next for you?
Hopefully I'm going to Asia.
Wow.
It's a bit of a broad term. Who's
yeah, it's a rather large continent.
Yeah. And maybe a little bit more touring. I haven't really had time to decompress and plan my life too much, but I think we're still a bit in performing mode. And then I've got a lot of interesting stuff on the cards. We did an Abbey Road live session, so I'll be putting that together as well.
Wow. Oh, my God, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, really cool. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. To our audience out there, 12 Bar this Sunday, go see Princess Chelsea live. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You're welcome. Nice to talk to you.
You too. Have a wonderful day and rest those that voice box or cords or whatever.
My voice box. Okay, bye.
Bye. And that was the wonderful Princess Chelsea. What a cool, cool gal. Amazing performer. So lucky to have her in Aotearoa. And in celebration of that interview in the upcoming show, here is Everything Is Going to Be All Right by Princess Chelsea.
Strong as love can be.